The mindfulness of body and feelings practice. Take a little time to settle into the posture you've chosen, whether you're on a chair or on a cushion or standing. Carefully adjust your posture to support a feeling of alertness, but be careful not to introduce any undue tension into the body. Allow your eyes to close, or if you prefer, leave them open, letting your gaze fall unfocused a comfortable distance in front of you. Take a moment now to remind yourself of your intentions. Firstly, to use this time to meditate, not to daydream or problem solve. If this does happen, then resolve to gently return your attention to the practice. Secondly, be kind to yourself and to your wandering mind. Now let's begin by paying attention to the physical sensations in our bodies right now. What's most present for you at this moment? Perhaps it's the feeling of contact with the chair or cushion, or the sensation of weight where your feet touch the floor. Whatever it is you're sensing, take a few moments to be curious and explore this sensation. Now, when you're ready, start to become more aware of the physical sensations around your breath and breathing. Check out if there is a part of your body where this is felt more strongly. It might be the nose, or it might be in the throat, or your chest, or it might be in the belly as it rises and falls with the breath. Choose an area for yourself and rest your attention there. Bring your attention to the breathing cycle. See what it's like to hold your attention for a full in-breath and a full out-breath. Perhaps noticing the pauses between each breath. There's no need to control your breathing in any way. Just try and follow it with your attention, however it is. If you're finding the breath a difficult anchor point for you, then I suggest you try an alternative, perhaps focusing on a part of your body you're aware of, your feet, the sensation of sitting, somewhere you can anchor your attention when you need to. By now you will probably have noticed how your mind becomes distracted by the sensations in the body, or perhaps by some thoughts about the past or the future. Maybe you're planning or replaying something that happened earlier in the day. It's important to regard this as entirely natural. It's what our minds do. They will wander. And when you notice that your attention is no longer on the breath, let go of any self-criticism, and rather with a kindly attitude, escort your attention back to the breath or the anchor you've chosen. Do this each time you become aware that you are no longer focused on the breath or your anchor. Each time your mind wanders, notice what has caught its attention. Notice that, and then with great kindness and compassion for your mind, to escort the attention back to the breath over and over again. And so far in this practice, we've worked on steadying our attention using an anchor like the breath or a sensation in the body. Now I'd like you to begin widening your attention to include the whole body and any feelings that might be present. And remember though, by feelings, we simply mean our positive, negative, or neutral reaction to what we encounter. Begin by opening up your awareness to your whole body, whether it's sitting, standing, or lying down. Ask yourself, where is my attention being drawn to in this body? It may be drawn to one place or several places. If it helps, you might want to scan your body, starting at the feet and moving slowly up to the head. And what is it that you're discovering? And what are your feelings about what you are finding? Can you identify your feelings and reactions? It can be helpful to add one of these labels. This is a pleasant feeling. This is an unpleasant feeling. Or this is a neutral feeling. Continue to scan your body in this way, tuning into your sensations as they arise, and giving your reaction a label. Here is a pleasant feeling. Here is an unpleasant feeling. Here's a neutral feeling. If you find yourself losing track, just come back to your anchor. Tuning in to the sensations in the body, aches, pains, warmth, coolness, itchiness, or perhaps not much at all, neutral. Being curious about these sensations and being curious about our reaction to them, how we pull away from or don't want to get close to those discomforts in our body. Well, perhaps we want to dwell in areas that are feeling comfortable and warm. And maybe we're ignoring the parts of the body that are feeling neutral. Of course, if we get lost, we lose our attention, become carried away by a thought or planning, imaginings, daydreaming. And when we become aware of that, we bring our attention back to the exercise, back to the practice. And when you're ready, broaden your awareness now to not only include the body, but also any thoughts, moods, or emotions that might be present for you at the moment. Again, be curious about your experience. And begin to notice your reaction in the same way. Perhaps this thought or this emotion we find unpleasant or difficult. Perhaps this thought or emotion we find pleasant and we want to experience more of it. And perhaps there are moods, emotions, maybe there aren't, maybe it's fairly neutral, and that's okay too. And if you feel you're able, you can perhaps begin to open up to any and all experience in this moment. And of course, noting our reactions, our feeling reactions. Sensations in the body, the senses picking up hearing, sight, sound, smells, thoughts, emotions, moods. All of these held in a wide awareness. If something is very difficult, a thought or emotion, you can move away, back away from it, or discontinue the practice, whatever's comfortable for you to do. But if you can, staying with this open awareness, this choiceless awareness of our experience, is a key practice. Before ending this practice, let's take a moment to reflect on experience. Perhaps you noticed tensing up around unpleasant feelings, wishing them away. Perhaps you wanted to dwell more in the pleasant sensations. And perhaps you noticed how you ignored neutral sensations. Whatever you found, whatever your feeling reaction was, it's okay. Let's end this practice by taking a deep breath and by expressing some kindness to ourselves, to our bodies, to our minds. If you feel able to, you might want to use these words, quietly saying them to yourself. Repeating them in your mind, perhaps. May I be well. May I live with ease. May I be well. May I live with ease. May all beings live with ease, perhaps. Now, when you're ready and can transition out of this practice, you might want to move your body a little bit to stretch as you need to. Sensing what your body needs to do. And slowly open your eyes if they've been closed, taking in the room, the light, the sounds around you. And with great gentleness now, taking some time to transition into your next activity.